Hey, Tim. Thanks for holding. My name is Ben. I'm one of the directors in your area. How are you doing today?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, buddy. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. Hey, so Samantha does a pretty good job about explaining our program, but did you have any specific questions for me?
No, just I get a lot of these calls and just don't know if, you know, I get probably 10 of these a day from
okay.
10 different people that blow my phone up and makes me just kind of question the authenticity of these calls, basically.
That makes total sense. I don't blame you. I'm the same exact way as you. you got to look into it a little bit, right? Or just hang up. So, what I can do for you is I can send you like an email with who we're with and like credentials and everything else. I can explain it to you and you can do your due diligence. I'm not here to pressure you or anything.
I do want, so I've been trying to get on Google. The only problem is where basically it's, you know, this is a work out of home type thing. It's pressure washing business, but you don't have a, you know, a structure, I guess you say, to say this is my business. But I live like out in the woods and they've changed it now to where to get on Google, you have to take a video of like, you know, I guess let's say like your DBA, your equipment, and then like the street sign or a business next to you. I'm in the woods. I don't have a street
sign.
Yeah,
you don't have to do that.
Next to me.
Yeah. Dude, I'm jealous because that's where I want to live. I'm a big bow hunter. So
yeah.
If I could get in the middle of the woods, that's like, leave me there. I don't want to go anywhere else.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, they just make it, they make it hard on people. It's almost like I have to go get a storage unit or something to say this is where the business is. You know, because what am I supposed to do? Take a video and then drive, you know, a mile down the road to say that here's the sign. You know, they're not going to accept
that. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So just so you know, one of my favorite places in the world is my dad's got property. I live in Illinois, but and it's a Democratic state. But my favorite place to go is Wisconsin to my dad's property. And cell phones don't work at my dad's property. That's the best part.
Oh, yeah. That's in the middle of nowhere. That's a good one.
Yeah. You just go in the middle of the woods and not have to listen to anybody.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, cool. I understand where you're coming from then. So with this, you don't have to have an address listed. You can block it out. It is a first page Google listing. So like if you're Googling like pressure washing near Spring, Texas, like I'll type it in right now and see what comes up.
Not me.
No, not you. That's why you're getting this call today.
Yeah.
So
I'd like to do this with someone that I actually trust because I am so tired of these phone calls.
Yeah, I mean, what can I do to, I don't expect you to trust me, but what can I do to like make you feel more comfortable about it?
Nah, just do your spiel, I guess you'd say. Most of them, I'll be perfectly honest, when I can tell someone from overseas, you know, I can tell they're not calling from the U.S., I can automatically assume you're some type of scammer, you know, so that's, I base it on, and it's probably 98%
of them. I get it.
Got kids screaming in the background and stuff, and I'm like, you're not going to call me and try to sell me your business, dude, with your kids screaming in the background.
From India.
I don't do that when I answer the phone to pressure wash for someone. Like, you're not going to know. Bye.
Oh, man. I totally get it. That's like, you know, as soon as you hear... let me just tell you something about our business. Don't take this anywhere else other than right here. So we have a bunch of people that work for us, right, that are like openers. They're called openers. And we have one lady that's like a white American, and every single week she kills it in sales. And the rest of the people do not. And it's because they're white and they're American and they can relate to people and they speak English perfectly. So it is what it is.
No, it's just a thing of, you know, it's, I don't like to sound like I'm not racist or anything.
Don't worry about it, buddy.
But most of the scammers that are out there are, you know, of a different nationality and usually the same one. So when it's them always calling me, I'm like, this doesn't even sound right. Now you sound more legit. You know, like you're not over here, you're not even pressuring. You haven't even talked about it yet. You haven't even talked about the service yet that you're trying to offer me. That maybe kind of tells me, like, okay, you sound a little more legit than anyone else I've talked to. They pressure you and, you know, trying to get their kids to quiet down and pressure you into buying their service. And I'm like, this just doesn't even feel right. I go off gut feelings. Right now, I have a good gut feeling about talking to you. None of the other ones I've asked. So what do you guys do? How can we get on Google? All that.
All right. So because you are like a real person, dude, I'll give you the cheapest I can give you, all right? And I know I didn't offer you any services yet. That's not my way of doing things, okay? I still haven't gotten to it. I'd like to offer it to you, and if it makes sense for you, then you say yes or no, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, and because I like you, and I think you're, like, like if I lived in Texas, we'd probably be friends. So I'll waive the startup fee. And the cheapest I could ever go is $249 a month. But what it includes is first page Google listing. So right now, like, pressure wash Katie and a epoxy coatings, Grand Pressure Wash, Southeast Texas Pressure Washers, and Mr. Power Wash are on the first page, right? So we'll put you there. Also included, you'd be on first page Bing, Yelp, Apple, Facebook. And what we do with Facebook is we do automatic retargeting. So if somebody's Googling pressure washing in your area, they'll automatically see ads from your company. And those are all ads that are going to be managed by our company. But, like, if you want to have pictures or, you know, videos, like, we can do that for you. Do you have a website?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do? Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I got someone to do it for me, just a very simple little website with a little calculator in it so people can go on and actually see what the price is before they even call me. It's just very clean and simple and straight to the point.
Okay. And, Tim, between you and I, if we're being honest, do you think anyone finds your website without knowing the name of your website?
Oh, no, fuck no. I mean, you can't find me on Google, so how the hell are you going to know my name?
Dude, I appreciate you. You're real. Yeah, all right. So, being on the first page of Google, though, and you can go directly to your website, you're found, right? So, I mean, dude, we could talk all day long about real stuff, but you know, are you interested in being found? Because also with this package comes call tracking, and then we have a mobile app. So on the app, you can track all your leads coming in from Google, also Facebook, and it's like a mini CRM system right on your phone.
Yeah, it kind of sounds like what am I on? Yelp. So Yelp, I get on there and it says how many people have looked at my stuff, you know, how many people have actually clicked on the website, how many people have clicked on it. It pretty much tracks, like, every time someone clicks on it, what they clicked on inside my advertisement.
Yeah. Hey, Tim, let me ask you, how many people go to Yelp.com instead of Google.com?
You
out of 10 people. Let's say 10 people.
Okay.
How many... Out of these 10 people that we're choosing right now, you can choose anyone you want. How many of those are going to Yelp instead of Google?
To be honest, I have no idea. Not anymore.
What are you going to?
Oh, I mean, and we're based off that Google.
Alright. So, I mean, that answers the question.
To sum that up, that was a good question because that pretty much puts someone in check. You're like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, I just Google it. So, I don't know. The only reason I'm on Yelp is because I have a... only reason I'm on
Because it was
Yelp
affordable at the time, or what?
Do what?
Because it was affordable at the time, or... Like, what
no,
was your
actually,
reason?
I work with a concrete business that was like this day and age, you know, everyone's about reviews. And he was like, I don't even pay for Yelp. And he was like, and I get a lot of work off of Yelp. And I was like,
okay,
cool. So Yelp is actually, you can do it for free or you can pay, you know, but.
So we'll list you there with the profile. Google's the main thing that we do, but, 95% of America goes to Google, so.
Yeah, I agree
with
that.
It's up to you, man. I'm not going to, here I am. I'm not pressuring you. I think it's a good idea for your business, but at the end of the day, it's up to you.
Oh, no, I definitely want to do it. The only thing, I got to run it through the wife before I start spending more money, because she already wants to kill me on how much I do spend already.
Yeah.
I mean, I do Angie's, and Angie's is not cheap. So, Charity wants to ream my head off.
Hey, do they lock you into, like, a contract or no?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. How long? A year?
Yeah. But they do produce. So, even if I were to pay for the $4,000 a month, that $4,000 is, I will guarantee myself at least $20,000 off that $4,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So for the business I'm in, it works. If you're a handyman, you know, construction, anything, like, it won't work. But for a pressure washing company, Angie's is actually a very good one to go to because they will produce. Yeah. I mean, you
good
can look at all the reviews. Yeah, you can look at all the reviews online on Angie's, and everyone says it's a scam and you pay by leads and you're fighting with five other companies to land that job. Well, when I get a lead, I get the job. So I'm good at what I do. So if they're like, you know, you'll get 50 leads, well, I'll get 40 jobs. Because I always calculate that I'll lose 10. So out of that 40 jobs, that pretty much $500 a job, you're looking at $20,000. And all I'm paying right now is about $2,000. So,
okay.
Yeah. So cool, Angie's works. The wife just wants to kill me. I might make the money back and all that, but she still wants to kill me because she don't like that kind of money being spent up front. But $249 actually isn't bad. That's a way better price than the other people I have talked to that I haven't even been comfortable to talk to. $249 is a way better price.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would probably pay someone $249 just to put me on Google and nothing after that.
Dude, you get like three people calling you from Google, or maybe even less. Like, it pays for itself, bro.
Well, one person would.
Yeah,
there's really no jobs that are under
$249. Yeah, I mean, you get like someone with, I don't know how it is in Texas. I live in Illinois again, but you get someone with like that the green stuff that grows on the side of the house, like, that pays for itself, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, and the thing with Google, even if Google never brought me money, that doesn't even matter. That's not even why I want to be on Google, is for people to call me off of Google. It's for when someone calls and they want pressure washing, you know, say a lead comes in and I call them. Like, I just talked to one, and he was like, what's the name of the business? I can pretty much guarantee he probably got off the phone with me, and he Googled Flowmax pressure washing to not find me. So
yeah.
Then that makes it, is this company legit? Is this a real company?
Yeah.
Is this someone who's going to come by and do a crap job? You know, it makes people question it. So being on Google kind of gives more authenticity look.
Of course.
If they do decide, you know, to Google me after I talk to them, then at least they find me. They find my website.
And
they
there
find
you are.
Where I'm advertised on, you know, so they actually see that I'm a legit company.
So other than your wife, which I totally understand, well, I'm divorced, so I can't completely understand, but what else? I would say love your wife as much as you can. What would stop you from doing it today other than your wife?
Nothing. Just the wife. But I don't think she would stop me. She's at work right now, so I'd have to get a hold of her just to be like, hey, I'm going to spend this amount of money. I try not to. When she spends money, she lets me know. When I spend money, I let her know. So it's kind of like a, we just let each other know.
I get
basically.
It. Keep peace. Keep
I mean,
peace.
I could do it. Yeah, exactly. Because I could do it right now, and then her be like, why'd you spend that? Well, do you think it's worth it? Instead of me explaining it, and her being like, and basically what you're doing is you're letting them feel like they have a say-so, when they really don't have a say-so, because I'm going to do what the hell I want. It's my business.
I want you to keep peace, Tim.
No, but I definitely
How
want
old
to
are
keep
you?
Your number. 41.
Oh, I'm 39, so about the same age.
So this would put the company on Google. So if you typed in Flowmax or I guess Willis, Texas pressure washing, it would have me pop up.
Yes. Yeah. So you'd have like a Google business profile at that point. So you'd be on Google, Bing, Yelp, Apple, Facebook, with Facebook ads. You'd have like Apple Maps would put you on. What's that?
I have a question for you.
What's up?
So, you're at a computer right now, right?
I am, yes.
Type in Clean Team Pressure Washing, Conroe, Texas.
All right, so I put in Pressure Washing, Spring, Texas, and I got what I told you. You said,
Type in Clean Team, C-L-E-A-N. Team pressure washing. I want to see if you can do something for me, and I don't care to pay for it.
Out of North Carolina?
No, so Clean Team Pressure Washing, Conroe, Texas.
CleanTeamClean.com?
Clean Team Pressure Washing. It's a Google search, so you're going to Google it, and it should pull up a company.
All right, hang on one second. So, again, if someone doesn't know your name, they're not going to find you. You could have the best website in the world, right?
Yeah.
They're not going to find you.
So
all right, Clean Team Pressure Washing.
Conroe, Texas.
936-522-6639.
Okay, that's my old company that I can't access that.
Wait,
how,
but it says Clean Team Pressure Washing.
Yes, that's my old company. I recently changed my name. And I
can't
access
full
that. I can't access that anymore. Is there a way to pay y'all to get access and just change that and then put me first?
Yes, sir.
Is there something you can do about that?
That's exactly what we can do.
Yeah, so I'm already on Google, just with a different Google account, but I don't know that account anymore. So,
so does someone else own this or no?
No, no, that's me.
Okay. Yeah, no, no.
That's
we could,
me from,
we could take over it.
From many years ago.
Okay. I mean, you got two reviews, oh. Both five. Ideally, you want more than five, but this also isn't you. So we could, yeah, we could, what we could do is take over this and change the name.
Yeah, that's what I'd want to do because that's mine, and then I lost how to get into that account. So I don't know, like I have that, so I'm on Google with a different business name because I recently just changed the business name. So I would like to get that one back and update it with the new name, pictures, new website, phone number, you know, and I have people, I have plenty of customers that leave reviews already, so I could probably get 20 reviews on that. I just
need yeah, I mean, I'd be willing to give you a review too.
Instead of starting from scratch or anything, if we can just take my old one and update it to the new company, basically.
You know, I think we could do that. So what I would do is give it to my operations team, and I would give them this link, and then I think they can update the name. I don't see their like any problem with that, so.
Yeah, I just figured maybe this would be easier on y'all, and I don't care if it's like the same price or whatever. You know, that would be fine with me. It's just trying to make it easier so also people aren't looking for pressure washing and clean teams popping up, and that business doesn't even exist. That business exists under a different name and different phone number now.
Yeah, I mean, and here's the thing, it looks like it's already established, right? And it's already got, it's only got two reviews, but they are five stars, both of them. So I think we would want to keep this and just change the name.
Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah. Yes, sir. So I know you got to talk it over with your wife. Makes sense.
Well, I already texted her, so I'm just waiting for her to call. I'm going to save your number, so I have your number. The number you call from is the number I can reach you back at?
Yeah, it should come back to me. If not, my name is Ben Chamberlain.
Okay.
Tim, what's your last name?
Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.
Okay.
I would say, if you want, I'm about to head out to a job right now. Give me a call back. I don't know what time you work there. I'd say probably around 5 o'clock. By that time, I should have talked to the wife, and then we'll see what we can do.
What time is it where you're at?
I'm Central Time, so it's 12:16.
Oh, okay, same as me. Okay, same as me. All right, yeah, I'll give you a call back around 5, man.
Okay, sounds good, man.
I appreciate you. Thank you for being, you know, just a real good dude, good person.
I appreciate it, buddy.
All right, I'll talk to you.
All right, bye.
Later.